we want to see if for the third time or the fourth time he have been saying these words to these ministers, if actually this will come to reality. Because now we don't see it as a reality, you know, position.
Some people are saying, you know, calling on these ministers to work on behalf of the people, to take the people seriously and not be lackadaisical in their work is a good enough motivation for them to go ahead and then complete the task, set ambitious yet achievable target is well and good.
The word lackadaisical is quite good for the president to use that to the ministers, because it's visible. Examples are there, like the Ministry of Water Resources and Sanitation. Very recently, their office was burnt down, and they abandoned the building and government equipment and also documents, state documents abandoned, and it was left in the hands of the landlord of that property to actually secure those documents, state documents. So we have a lot of other issues. You travel along the roadside of Freetown, you see a lot of abandoned projects. When we talk about lackadaisicalness, we have a capital city and a country that does not enjoy 24 hours electricity supply. And then we still have people who are working in those offices and they are fully paid. That when he asks his ministers actually to double up their steps, that the people don't need promises no longer, they now need actions. This is actually the expectation of the people.
Does that mean that the people expect people to be fired or for him to reshuffle the government? He just constituted the government after the recent election.
What the people want is for these ministers to deliver. You know, people want to have quality access to health or affordable healthcare service or access to clean pipeline water, access to stable electricity supply, access to justice. These are the things that people want to gain access to. Like you talk about the inflation that is going on, how the Ministry of Trade will actually work with business community. I mean, the business community people, what they are crying is the high taxation. And when there is a high taxation, definitely the consumer will bear the brunt. So these are the concerns of the common people in Sierra Leone, not actually for them to be fired or for them to be retained. But what they want, it's delivery.
Some supporters are urging Sierra Leoneans to give these ministers a bit of time as they carry out the mandate to work for them and to improve their living conditions. Do you think Sierra Leoneans will have the patience, or do you think the Sierra Leoneans will give them the time they need?
Well, with the current economic hardship in the country, people are actually impatient, including the ruling party supporters. They are impatient, you know, based on the living lifestyle in the country. Hardship has increased. And the president himself accepted that in most of his speech when he addressed the nation, that he recognized that situations are hard, but this is not a national problem. This is a global crisis, you know, that's spilling over in Sierra Leone. So with that, I mean, people need to be resilient and people need to exercise patience until the plans he has put in place, and those plans, you know, start bearing fruit. So like I said earlier, the people are more concerned about delivery, how the government changed the socio-economic situation in the country at the moment, than, you know, having concern about how the president choose and operate with who he wants to work with.